Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Bye.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines. Stay tuned.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
What can you say about getting up early on a Tuesday morning? And for us here at Hair Radio, I'm Carrie Hines. It's a big, big challenge. We're not on broadcasting live, that is, 6 to 9 in the morning, except on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So it's like a 3-day weekend and coming back. So officially, good morning, of course. But just know that we understand what it's like. That's why, like they say, if you're trying to get up and do things like an entrepreneur, it takes a lot. It's not easy. Everybody wants what an entrepreneur has, but not everybody is willing to do the work. And this is something I'm sure you can relate to. This is something that everybody who has dreamed of starting a business can identify with. As I say, you've got to do the work. I think that's the takeaway this morning. And so, Tuesday, this is what it's all about for us. Tuesday. The two in Tuesday means get to it.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community, my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we are taking a look at resolutions. And I've asked Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart to give us a hand. Mary, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Carrie.
Yes, hello. Great to have you. Now, listen, I want to jump right on in. This is something that, you know, this time of the year, shall we say, everybody's talking about resolution. But many of us don't know how it began. We don't know why we make them. We don't know why we break them. And yet we do it every year. So, Mary, what can you tell us about resolutions?
Oh, I am so glad you asked. I know some stuff here. So,
all right.
There's a history. It's not even a new thing. They've traced a celebration back like 4,000 years ago to ancient Babylon. And they
ancient
had a
Babylon.
Babylon, 4,000 plus.
Wow.
So they had a celebration. It was like 12 days. But the thing is, it was in March. So that's when they planted crops. March. They planted crops. They had, you know, celebration, just party, party, party. They crowned their new king, all kinds of good stuff, right? And it went that way. And if you think about it, it makes sense. Spring is the start of so many things, right? But
yes,
Julius Caesar and his Roman Empire and his taking of things, right? He's the one.
Yes.
That switched the calendar, right?
Right.
And switched everything.
For July, I think I heard.
Well, he switched it to January.
Oh, January.
It was like 46 B.C. Yes.
Wow.
So all that celebration and new life, mm-hmm. and all that stuff that was, he switched the calendar and the day that we celebrate. And instead of it being like the 12 days,
Right.
One day. And so that's when that was when one big switch happened, right?
Wow.
But fast forward a whole lot of years and a lot of religious stuff, and around 1740, one of the clergymen of whatever religion, they decided that it was a time to think about all the bad things that you did. Instead of celebrating anything, it was like time to reflect and think about bad stuff that you did and search for atonement. So, you know, there's a lot of religions that have watch night services, right? You familiar
yes,
with
yes,
any
I've
of those?
Heard of that. Yes. Right. Yes.
So the watch night services that we have, that kind of took on some of those beliefs, right? So you're not participating in this party celebration stuff that the secular people do. And so that's another way that they started making resolutions for the next year. So you think about the past naughty things that you did, right? And you make resolutions for the next year to do better. So that's where we are right now. Yeah.
So that has remained.
Yeah, it is definitely a thing. And so right now, instead of making religion, making pacts to, you know, society at large, they say that about 45% of people make pacts to themselves or resolutions for themselves or promises for themselves. Guess how many percentage are really kept, though, Carrie?
I'm going to say it's a minus zero. I'll say half. We'll say folks really make an honest attempt. And let me, I'll say generally I'm believing half the folks keep it. If I look at my own personal, measurement of success over the years, I'll tell you, mine would be below zero.
Wow, that's funny. Well, there's still room, my son. No.
Thank you, Mary.
They say that about 8% of the people who make resolutions.
8%? That's basically nobody. I'm sorry, folks. That's like 92% of the folks do not. I thought I was like, I felt kind of badly saying that, but basically nobody. But why, okay, so Mary Reed Johnson, then why does this tradition, exist or continue? What do you say to that? Why does it continue?
I think it got bastardized way back. Yeah, it got bastardized. So when you change the date of something, spring, we know generically spring still comes, spring's still here, that's replanting, that's growing, that's all the positivity and upbuilding.
Yes.
So when some group decided, well, I don't control that, so I'm going to switch it, and he put it in the wrong spot, right?
Uh-huh.
he put it in the dead of winter just for control. So he bastardized it from right there. He chose the matrix. Right? And so that is not how it's supposed to be. It's just even contrary to nature. So then they took it and they bastardized it yet again. Back to religion. And I love me some, Jesus and whatnot. I didn't put the sun in the sky. But in any case, whatever you believe, when they took it and they, instead of making it a positive, uplifting, building, growing thing, like, with the earth and how it works, they said, well, we're going to say this is bad, and you're going to think about all the naughty things that you've done and whatever. So they twisted it. And so with all these twists and turns, then, of course, it's against your nature. Right? And the other thing that we did, we made it about instead of community and the earth and all the positive things that are there and taking, feeding into that. We fed the negative
mind. We turned it inward,
and
right?
And so the resolutions that we're making now are about ourselves. And so that's not even how it's supposed to be. So I think knowing these things, we can turn it around. And maybe 8% of the people already know, and that's why we even have the 8%. But it's been twisted and turned and bastardized, and we lost the true meaning. And so that's why we're not successful. But we can get back on track.
Well,
everybody can get back on track.
Exactly, and that's what I love about this. And that's what we're going to do is take steps to get to inform you how you can get these resolutions back on track. But I'd like to lead off with Mary Reed Johnson. First of all, great job, and thank you so much on the background of resolutions and why we make them. What I'm leading to are some of our resolutions, because no matter how much the challenge is, we still make them. Whether we vocalize that we've made them to our friends, which I usually do to you know, hold myself accountable. And I'm sure you guys do this out there as well. So I have about five that I make, and we tend, as you just reported, Mary, we tend to make several. All of us make this, you know, maybe one or two are the same, but I think maybe more than that. Okay, so I think all of us make, you know, let's take it from number five for me. I would say that my big thing that I have added would be personal relationships. So I've been hoping that I'll be able to grow closer to family, to friends, to my amazing fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, to my Facebook followers, to our co-hosts and wonderful folks, colleagues here on radio. So that's one of my big, big things. And then, of course, that's my number five. But Mary, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, in light of that, I have one on my list, and it's you already have a wide audience and a wide group of people. So whatever people have, I'm encouraging them as far as to make the world a better place next year, is to widen your circle of people. Add five people to your life who are different than
Hold that. Those are great. I'm loving that. So I'm going to give you my five, and then yes, give us some of your wonderful things that we can overall do to look to improve our lives. So my number five was personal relationships. Okay. My number four, clean up my social media. That's my resolution for 2022. So that you guys out there know for this year, this wonderful celebration time. So that's my big thing, social media cleanup. Mm-hmm. What's third on my list is make mo' money. I call it the three M's. Make mo' money. And that means a focus on finance. Yes, looking to see some of the things that I did great during the year and looking ahead at some of the things that I plan to do following this amazing time in our lives, as we all know.
Yeah.
And number two on my amazing list, you're going to be surprised about this, but it is, like everybody else, better. Eat better, which means taking a look at some of my dietary concerns, some of the ways that, you know, I'm, you know, not looking, eating more vegetables, bad dietary habits, casting them to the side, and looking to improve my vegetarian intake, more natural foods and less processed foods, if at all, and that kind of, in that kind of vein. And would you like to know the number one, my number one resolution for this wonderful season? Would you like to know what that is, Mary? You guys
know.
Out there can pretty much guess. Health. You want to take better care of your health. So I guess number two kind of feeds into that, literally. But yes, I want to kind of exercise, right? I want to exercise on a daily basis, at least three times a week. So not to overdo it, because I think, going back to what you said, Mary, when you aim too high, it becomes too much of a challenge, so you're less inclined to keep that. And if you fall off the wagon, so to speak, you don't get back on. So if you, my belief is, if you fall off the wagon, you pretend like you didn't, and then you just keep right on going.
Wow.
So that's my big number. That's my five, big resolutions. Now, what about you, Mary Reed Johnson?
Well, we're all
you have five
similar
for yourself?
Places. Basically, to make the world a better place this year. Number one, I encourage everybody to read the book of Proverbs, because it's about behaviors and being a better society member. Two, like we talked about earlier, widen your circle, add about five people who are different than the other people in your circle, right? If we know more about each other, we'll communicate better, we'll get rid of some stereotypes. That's my theory. Okay. Number three, get stuff done. So instead of waiting for stuff to be perfect, just get it done. That's my number three. Eat your elephants. So there's like sometimes people have big problems and they don't want to face them, they don't want to deal with them, they don't want to adjust them. But if you pretend that it's an elephant, you can eat an elephant and you just do it one bite at a time. So start it, do it, and by the end of the journey, your elephant will be gone. And then the last one for me is pray for success of myself, of other people, of, you know, people outside of your circle, of the earth in general, just kind of to get back to what it was supposed to be, positive and uplifting and upbuilding society. So I'm going to pray for success. I'm praying for fruits of, you know, efforts that are put forth. And that's my five.
Well, I think those we can lend to some wonderful aspirations for all of us. And I think for you guys out there who are tuned in, let's not make it something that's so big that you don't tackle it. As you said, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And that's what you just said, Mary, and I love that, and that's exactly correct. So what you want to do is, start small. Like I said, I'm going to just start small. And my aim is for only three times a week. And so that, and if I get there, and if I only do one time this week, that's good enough, because that's one more than I would have done had I not made the resolution. So really good
stuff. Absolutely. Carrie, do you have that resolution list out there still?
As a matter of fact, yes, I do. What we shared this on social media, which I absolutely love, this amazing list of resolutions that we tend to share each year. And I think this is everybody. But Mary, why don't you take a look at some of those so we can kind of see what folks, I think some of the ones that we have not mentioned are on this list. And I think you guys are going to love it. So let's take a look, Mary. Why don't you kick off with some of those that are on there?
Kind of related to what I was saying, join a club. You know, something that you like or whatever, just join, and that way you can make some connections.
Plan
a vacation.
That sounds good.
Yep, I see plan a vacation. And I think experiences are, well, travel is a really great teacher, so I like that one a lot.
Yes. Well, you know what? I'm gonna take it from the top because I think
all right.
Just so that we said it to you guys out there, right?
Okay. Yep.
Now they say, Mary, building a budget. This isn't. It doesn't look like it's in any particular order. And for you guys out there, it's on our social media, on my social media, Carrie Hines. We'll put it on the Hair Radio Morning Show page. And as well as at hairradio.com, H-A-I, I believe it's already there at hairadio.com, and just go to our fan page. You'll see it there already. And so, yes, they lead in with build a better budget, which all of us can agree. What I love about this, it includes something that we haven't talked about, cook one new thing. We talked about food, but this says cook one new thing. Not bad. What else did we not say, Mary? Reading a book.
We don't read, apparently. Read a book.
And we need to. That's why it's on this list. And the very next item says read more books. So it's really telling us to read. Now, speaking, you did mention this, which is to join a club, which I love this because this is expanding your circle. And that's important to do. Even during these difficult times, we can still look to do that virtually. And that's what this is all about. One cleaning schedule. So that's interesting. I love that, too. And you know what? I'm going to take that to heart. That is to build a cleaning schedule so things can get done on a more regular basis and more effectively. Draw with chalk. I don't know. That's like saying take time to be a kid. Yeah, drawing with chalk. So you go out to your sidewalk, and you remember as a kid you might have done hopscotch and things like that. you know, with colorful chalk.
Oh,
so it's just giving
okay.
you permission to still be a kid at heart. Drink less alcohol. Okay, we can all benefit from that, those who imbibe at all. Yeah, drink less alcohol. That's important. Say no more on that one. Stop smoking. If you still smoke, whatever you're smoking, stop it. That's never good. Okay? This was on my list. Eating. Exactly. We want you to be around. And eating veggies regularly eating vegetables. And that was big on my list, as you heard. Share your resolutions. And this is what I kind of led in with, Mary, sharing my resolutions. Because
we're ahead of the game. We're almost at 8%.
We are. Yes, well, I love this because if you share them, you make yourself accountable. They have a greater chance of success, the potential for success. Mm. What do you think about that?
I think this is excellent.
Okay.
Dare I
and
say
do you
most
see
excellent.
There? Yes. Well, what, Mary? We have try a new diet plan. That's on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one I certainly didn't put on the list, doctor's visits. How do you feel about that?
I think it's important. As a matter of fact, it's smart, and you can do it like that could be your annual thing that you do for yourself. Go to visit your doctor and your dentist and all of that stuff. Good idea.
And they say, yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you, Mary. And take the stairs, which is interesting. Okay, instead of the elevator, take the stairs. Walk down, walk up those steps. You burn great calories. Here they speak of calories, they say cut calories. So cut down on those calories. We know they are there. Again, it harkens back to my diet and eating better type plan, and I think this is a reminder of that. Become a plant owner. I love this. I don't have any live plants in my office here, in my home. There are no live plants, so I'm going to go back to that and put some house plants in that we can take care of. I think it helps to keep things in life around you.
Absolutely.
Are you a big plant person? Do you have a green thumb, Mary?
I actually do, but I go in spurts. So sometimes my plants get so big and I don't like to move and I'll give them away, you know, this type of thing. So
yeah.
I do actually have a pretty green thumb.
Okay, all right. What about planning a vacation? This is something that is really high on the list, planning a vacation, which I think this time of year you want to think about. Certainly it should be on your resolutions list. That's something you should look at. Even if you can't go now, I think putting the plan into action kind of starts the ball rolling.
Well,
and what do you think about that,
Mary?
You know,
there are staycations. You can explore your neighborhood or set up stuff in your house and treat yourself. I mean, there are staycations. It's okay.
Wow.
I think travel is always a good teacher. So.
Well, I tell
you
something.
But you don't have to go far away.
Well, we're going to have to do that right here on the Hair Radio Show, and that is to create a staycation, but we're going to call it a playcation. We will play some great songs and music and just get away virtually. A virtual getaway, and I think that'll be something. How's that? So we'll work on that one. My other favorite that's on this, yeah, what they say start on this list is to start doing yoga. I'm not so much a yoga person, but I will apply that to roller skating or, you know, walking or some form of exercise. It says here, drink up. Now, they don't say what, but I'm taking it's not alcohol. So
yeah,
I'm sure they mean
on the list they said cut down. So
no alcohol, right? So this must mean water. We'll take that. You know, do you get to drink like 8 glasses of water a day, Mary?
Do not. I just try to stay hydrated and listen to my body.
Yes.
But
awesome.
That's a lot of water.
Yeah, and that'll keep you busy running. You know where. Okay.
Talk about travel.
Right, exactly. And here it says consider therapy. At least they don't insist on it here. So they do use the word consider therapy. Therapy is always great and can help everybody. Also on the list, interestingly enough, and I hadn't thought of this Mary Reed Johnson, but it says volunteer. So, you know, I think this is very interesting. So volunteer, put forth effort, as you said, Mary, early on this segment, which is to lead in with helping folks out there. And that's really something great. And on this list, yes, it mentions earlier to read and read more books and all of that. But also it says to listen to novels, not just read a novel, but to listen to novels. And I think that is great.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Audible has a lot of that. I myself will be out with my own brand new audio version of How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. You guys know my book that's out there right now.
It's exciting.
It is exciting, yes. And this is actually a good time to kind of bring everybody up to speed. If you have just joined us, if you've just tuned in, I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm with Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart, and we are taking a look at the resolutions, in general resolutions that are out there that most people are looking to make or will be making or have stated. And so my very Mary guest, yes, my very special guest, to help us with this breakdown of the list is Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart. Mary, what can you tell us quickly as we take a little break here in the middle of our wonderful resolutions to talk about Hair Head Heart? What can you tell us quickly about Hair Head Heart?
Well, we are on the grow, transitioning to another level. And I'm going to say, wait a little while longer, but I'm biting and eating my elephant even as we speak. So I'll have more to report very soon.
Well, listen, we are going to tell folks, you guys, please remember to visit our website. Stay connected at HAIRadio.com. That's Hair Radio with just one R. Again, www.hairadio.com. There's a tab there, a fan page tab right at the top. Takes you to all kinds of wonderful information. While you're there, you can read and see the latest that's happening right here at the Hair Radio Network. So we are so excited about that. Well, as the resolutions continue, one of mine that's on this list that is just amazing, and that's lifting weight. So, of course, and that's exactly what I want to do today. I'm going in there and lift weights. I built a gym here in my house. So this year, you know, with our wonderful resolutions, we're going to aim to use that. It says here one new exercise is on the list, decorate with family. Doing things with your family, to me that seems that should be pretty high on the list. Is it on your list as well, Mary?
It wasn't, but that's because I'm already doing that.
Okay.
But I think it's an excellent thing to do, for sure.
Awesome. On this list, this is a surprise. Sanitize your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Yeah, I like that.
If you get breakouts and you don't know why, it's probably your phone. I mean, the masks are already a thing, but your phone does.
Yes, you're right. Now, here on this list, folks, it says try hydrotherapy. Now, hydrotherapy, to me, that's water, involving water. Hydro always means water. That's why studying all these prefixes and things as a kid has paid off, Mary Reed Johnson, coming to radio. Okay, so that's a good one. Delegate more chores. Well, for me, since I only have my little doggy Peppy, if I'm delegating chores, I have nobody else to delegate them to, but if you do, please, it takes it off your, you know, off your plate. Donate old clothes to charity.
Sure,
that's
a
great one.
To delegate?
Sure.
Even in your business, you don't have to do it all alone. You share, you know, the responsibility. And
Mary, I think you're going away a little bit. One more time.
Oh. I said, even if you're single at home or whatever, doesn't mean that you're not running businesses. So in your business, even Make sure you delegate responsibilities. You don't have to complete and do everything by yourself. Share.
Exactly. That's a really good tip. Thank you. Explore new hobbies. We've kind of been talking about that along the way this particular segment. Invest in your skincare. Don't forget your skin, folks, or your skin will forget about you. That's what I always say. Play upbeat music. We do that right here on the Hair Radio Show. We want to jam. And I think that's a great way to stay active and continue on your journey in a good way. Take back your lunch break. So, Mary, do you mm-hmm. carve out a lunch break every day? For those of us who work for ourselves, it's important.
I do. Yes. I've learned to be pretty positively selfish over the years. I will
awesome.
Even close my door to my office if I need to.
Right. Wow, you're good. You're good. All right. I'm loving that. Well, they're on this list. They only have a few more folks, and I think this is great. Again, if you're just joining us, I'm Carrie Hines with Mary Reed Johnson from Hair, Head, Heart, and we are so excited to be reviewing some of the top resolutions that we either are making or want to make or would like to make, and more importantly, like to keep. So I think this mm-hmm. list has been absolutely amazing. So some of the other items that are on here, what I do love about that, we mentioned about the lunch break, and I think this is nice. Take back your lunch break. I love that. Write to yourself. How nice is that? I love to write. Mm-hmm. So that's a big thing on my list. I write to myself. I write to everybody. I do one okay. thing at a time. I think you mentioned about focusing. And I think that has a lot to do with it. Focus on that one thing at a time. That'll take you far. Take more walks. None of us walk enough. Well, I think that would be great to get out and walk more. Go to bed on time. These are some hot ones. And this one that I hate to do, make your bed. You okay? All right. More compliments.
If I had an unusual hobby that I could make money off of, it'd be bed making. I can take 20 minutes easily just for fun, try and fold on my sheets and stuff.
Oh, well, you can have that, yes, and I'll pay whatever you'd like. More compliments was next on the list. More compliments. It doesn't say whether you want to give them or receive them, though, but that's on the list. Mm-hmm. Learning a new skill, we talked about that a little bit. Adding more citrus, which is a great full of vitamin C to your diet there, doing your mm-hmm. best. And the final one, which I love this, it's setting your mind for something mm-hmm. new. And that is a mm-hmm. great way to end that. So that's resolutions. That's the list that you guys have to check out. Again, it's at hairradio.com. Go to hairadio.com. It's been my pleasure. My absolute pleasure to have Mary Reed Johnson go through this list and to break it all down as well. Mary, thank you. Any last words you'd like to share with everybody?
I just have to thank you, which is on the list, more compliments to you, because you do make the world a better place.
Oh, thank you, Mary Reed Johnson of Hair, Head, Heart. Likewise. And remember to listen to the Hair Radio Morning Show weekdays at Hair Radio. And go to our website at hairadio.com and stay in touch. Stay connected with all the latest happenings. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. It's been my pleasure on Resolutions. We'll see you next time.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hello
and good morning. I'm groovy. I tell you, you make me learn how to count higher. 700? Wow.
700 still today. Yes, indeed. It is such a great, great thing. And I have to always clarify this, Mary Reed Johnson, because what folks think when I say we've done 700 episodes, well, they may think that's remarkable, but when I say I've done, you know, I've been doing this for over 25 years, then they say, oh, well, 700 is not so great. Well, let me be clear. The Hair Radio Show in different variations has been around for 27 years exactly, but the Hair Radio Morning Show is just in recent years. We've clocked 700 episodes of the three-hour live show. So that is incredible. Incredible. And yes. So, yes, and in the last year alone, I've done about 150 episodes.
That's wow.
Well, my first year, I did over 200. So we came to this in about 2015. So let me just explain, because it gets, you know, and I think, Mary, you have asked
it's
me this
complicated.
Question
so really,
it's complicated.
700 is an understatement, extreme understatement.
This is true.
Oh, my.
Well, I look back to 1995 when the Hair Radio Show started, and I'm careful to say that it was the Hair Radio Show. So that's what it was. We were on different, we started out in Newark, New Jersey on a local AM station there, and then I took it to an FM station in New York, the same show, and then and I said, well, why stop there? I went down, started a station in Philadelphia, you know, on a broadcasting it on a station in Philly, and then as well down in Atlanta. And so, and I loved it because folks would listen to the same show, but on different days. And it was only 30 minutes. That's all we did. It was new. And we, you know, I said, wow, that's how we got started. So that was my first real bite of syndicating. Syndication just means that you produce a show and you put it on in different markets. And it's the same episode that's playing. So it also told me and taught me at that time that the radio show that we were doing had broad appeal, meaning that it was not just for listeners in New York or listeners in New Jersey, which is where I was based. And so from time to time, I'll come across folks now. They know that I'm based in Brooklyn, New York. My original home is Philly. Got to shout them out. But they know that I'm based in New York, and they will say, are folks listening, you know, outside of New York? Or I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
It is fascinating.
You
got to
be kidding me, folks.
You were
right,
syndicated
Mary.
Before it was a thing, at least for, you know, ordinary people to understand.
It was not even a thing for them at all. There was nobody syndicating on a smaller scale or, you know, on a micro scale. Nobody was really doing that. And so I was way ahead of my time. So I did that. My sister, she would listen down in Philadelphia. It was the first time that she had heard one of my radio shows. So that was real big for me. Even though I started out on the West Coast, it was really great. She would listen in Philadelphia on Saturdays. I always remember in Philly, we were on a Saturday morning. And she's like, I'm not going to tell you, because she had never heard me really talk in my, you know, I guess on my radio voice, if you will. So she was mm-hmm. quite surprised. So I'm not going to repeat the comment she made. I want to say half of our listeners.
Well, I have a story related to that. When I used to go to Western Michigan University, there was a girl that I held in high esteem, an upperclassman. And she would, you know, talk to us like we're talking now, just, you know, like anybody else. But when she would answer the phone, she would say, hello, this is Amelia James. And it was the cutest thing ever. And anyway, so, but you to me sound the same and as equally exciting and enthusiastic in person as you do on the radio.
Thank you, Mary. You are so kind, I tell you. And that's how we started with the whole idea of syndication at that time. So that was, you know, a long time ago, back in the 90s. And then in recent days here,
But just to be clear, that was the Hair Radio Show. It's a 30-minute show airing largely at night. I think we were on at 7 and 10 at night and strange stuff like that. And then, I think in Atlanta, Philly, we were on Saturday morning. And Atlanta, I think we were on in the evening. So it was just strange. We're all over the time zone thing. Different times.
All the time zones. That's good.
All the time zones. Pretty much. Now, that time, we were on those local stations. This was pre-internet. There really was. This was pre-chat time. It really was on the internet. I think you might have been starting with the little chat rooms type stuff, maybe.
Mm-hmm,
but we were nowhere near, internet like it is today that we know. And so from there, I went on from syndicating it to the different markets. That's when I just took a little break from broadcasting on a regular basis. And then we came along to a 24-hour internet, mm-hmm. and we just did our first show, our first network, really, back in the early 2000s, and ran with that then, took a little break, came back again, and in 2015 is when we rebranded the show, not just the Hair Radio Show anymore. It became the Hair Radio
Morning
Show.
And
exactly.
That's where I connected with you. That's
you
where
most
I first
certainly did. Yep. Yes. That's right. You actually, Mary, and then we're going to tell that story. That's exactly correct. Mary, you were kind enough, and Mary may not remember this, but I do. Mary was kind enough to interview me on her Hairhead Heart platform, and I just loved it so much. It was just a great connection. I've always loved Mary's voice. From the first time I heard her voice, I always loved Mary's voice, and Mary was always supportive to us. And so I'm just returning the favor. So great stuff. And yeah, really good stuff.
We keep
and
growing
and that's,
together.
That's what it's all about, Mary. It's about, the radio community. It's about the hair community. We cross a lot of similar lines, and that is a great thing.
I know I've said this before, but you are the Kevin Bacon of radio, I tell you.
Oh, yes. Well, it is kind of true that, I do know a lot of
folks. You know everybody.
Yes, it's been very a good thing. And I'll tell you why, folks, because I've never shared this, but let me just go ahead and put it on out there. I think one of the reasons is because of my background. And, I came from the world of flying around and working at the airlines on the ground, moving luggage, flying on the airplane as a flight attendant, working at the checkout counter, supervising at the airport. I've done so much. So that was my first foray into meeting celebrities. And so I would meet a ton of celebrities, and I would always ask them, hey, you want to be on my show? And I did it with Kanye West. He was one of the biggest stars that I literally asked. I did him a favor by letting his publicist and the fellow he was traveling with at that time fly up in the front of the airplane. And so, and this was when he was just kind of getting off the ground. He was pretty well known. He was going down to Florida. And so the airline that I worked for at that time had flights from New York's LaGuardia Airport down to Fort Lauderdale. And that's what he was traveling in. So since I was in charge at the time at that, at that station or what have you, his folks asked if they could ride with him, and I did. He agreed to being on my show. This is a true story, everybody. So, yeah, he agreed to being on the show at that time. But, of course, that didn't materialize. I wished it had. This was before he got, entangled, if you will, with the Kardashians and all of that. But he was really, to me, this is my eyeballs. I talked and chatted with him a little bit. He was very quiet on his laptop. Seated in our little area before getting on in the gate area before boarding the aircraft. It was really nice. I enjoyed talking to him. I really did. So that was me. And that really wasn't the first celebrity type encounter. He just happened to be one of the larger, you know, well-known, better-known celebrities. But my first type of, you know, I realized that there was something with this because I was at the airlines and I kept meeting them. And I would ask them if they could be on the show. And that's how we got to be great friends. And from there, others were in entertainment. So I had a lot of friends, you know, in entertainment.
Yeah, people don't realize that, you know, there are some common routes that, you know, celebrities take, or not just even celebrities. People, you know, go back and forth. You may have an office in one city and a shoot or whatever in another city. So you're taking the same flight. You get really familiar with the people who are, you know, there to help you every day. So
Exactly. Yeah. And that's exactly what it is. I remember this one story where there was a lady, and I don't know if you guys remember her, but there used to be a TV show, and I'm here in New York. So there was a TV show probably in like the latter part of the 90s that was called, this was when it was really unusual. Ambush Makeover was the TV show, and you guys can Google it. They would jump. It was about five individuals, you know, different, you know, male and female, and there was one black woman who was a little, you know, heavier, if you will, and she, all five of them or whatever, would jump out the van literally on the street in New York City or wherever, and surprise the person and take them into the van for a makeover. Nowadays, you can't really do that.
Well, but you know, a lot
then,
of them,
you know.
Yeah, they were probably
that,
real, but a lot of those things are contrived. It just hurt my heart to know that.
Of course.
What is that taxi show where you contrived. It's not even a real taxi.
Right.
But I love the concept.
Yeah, that was Cash Cab. I used to love that. But tell you, Mary, I'll tell you what happened. There was one of the, like I said, the one was the lady. She was the only African-American on the show. And they would all dash out the van, go run up on the person, bring them into the van, make them over for the hour, or half hour, whatever the show was. And they would show back, you know, come back at the end and show you the results. That show could probably kind of still work today. I used to watch it every day, right here in New York, New Jersey area. And one day I'm working at the airport, standing there at the end of the corridor, and here comes the lady walking down the thing. I would spot that hair, you know, that she had anywhere. And I stopped her, and I'm dressed in my suit, you know, from working and representing the airline. And so I'm like, hi, I'm in the hair business too. I love your show. I love you, blah, 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 because I really am like a huge fan of this show called Ambush Makeover. You guys should Google it. If you get a chance, please Google it. It's Ambush Makeover TV show. And you'll see who I'm talking about. And so she stopped, we chat, we exchange numbers. She could see I'm not some, you know, crazed person. I'm wearing a uniform. It's actually more so a suit, but it is a uniform suit, and it had my ID and all that, so she could see. But we exchanged numbers and information, and I was doing an event for the airport workers called Beauty Day at LaGuardia. Say I go back way back in this industry. And it was for the airline people to come over and get makeovers. So that's what I did at LaGuardia Airport. And so she came to Beauty Day, and with some other folks, we had a whole bunch of folks who came out in addition to the airline personnel. And she came back to my house. We sat down, we chatted. She's just a very sweet lady. She ended up at Fox last, I heard, Fox TV. But really great memory and great stories. And I, you know, just to go back to the celebrity angle, you know, and from there, I kept on going and staying in touch with all these folks in entertainment. My past.
Now, I have a question. Were you
sure.
already doing the hair radio show at that point then?
Yes. Well, yes, I was, because I had started the hair radio show in 1995. And then I met, like in her case, in the early 2000s when I had the 24-hour network, the first time mm-hmm. I had a 24-hour network. And so I had, and I'd been doing events. I would go out and do the hair events, live events. And so I did Full Exposure. I did the one for the Beauty Days, at, like I said, at LaGuardia. And they would come out. And Farouk Hair Company, the cheap people, the ones that make the red cans everywhere, it just reminds me because I just interviewed them not all that long ago at the International Beauty Show in New York and spoke with the president of Chi Hair Products. And I've been to their offices in Houston as well. They flew me out there for that. But it just reminds me, it really does. They sponsored my Beauty Day event. They sponsored. I think it was a model search. That's what the chief people sponsored for me way back when. And so I've just always been very lucky to, you know, so yes, the Hair Radio Show had been in existence. Ever since 95, I've always done it in some way, shape, form, or fashion. It's never gone for good. And even when we
I think it's more than luck. I think there is some divination happening here because of the opportunity. You recognizing the opportunity, people being agreeable and, you know, pursuing, you know, whatever you want to pursue. We just ride the wave with Gary. And that – I think takes some divination. So
yeah,
good for walking it out.
It has. And I'll tell you, I figured out early on that there was something with it. I never will forget. I had interviewed Ray Goodman and Brown. This is when we were at a little station, the station in Newark, New Jersey, WNJR. And I remember Ray Goodman and Brown. I think one of the gentlemen had just passed, but we had one of the other backup singers from Luther Vandross, Kevin Owens, who came to the station as well. And I remember this because they were great. They were so lively on my show, you know, on my at the station, and so wonderful and in great voice. And I remember shortly after that, they launched their own radio show on some other network or station or whatever it was. And I just said, wow, I had no idea that I would influence, like, celebrities at the time. They think they're out there. If you guys don't know who I'm talking about, Ray Goodman and Brown, classic folks, amazing artists and great voice from times, mm-hmm. you know, gone by. So, yeah, that's how, and it kept growing from there. So you talk about Kevin Bacon of radio. I've been called the Oprah Winfrey, so I guess I can be the Kevin Bacon, too. I really have.
A good company,
yeah,
to either one.
Yes. Oh, awesome, awesome. Yeah, I've been able to connect with a lot of individuals, but I think it's because of my writing and doing biographies or bios and being able to take pictures and, you know, I just check a lot of boxes. You know, and honing my skills and being given talent and just trying to help others who are entrepreneurs.
Well, you forgot one. You forgot
really?
One.
Really?
Yes. The shows, you do a lot of shows. I want to say Atlantic City is one.
Oh, my Hair Nation Expo, yes.
Hair Nation, yes.
Yes, Mary is talking about my live big events, and I appreciate that, Mary. I got to send you a bigger check, Mary. You're doing a great job. Well, let me tell you, yes, Hair Nation Expo, because folks know about my radio shows. They know that I'm on several different, I'm on the Hair Radio Morning Show live 6 to 9 Eastern Time on Blog Talk, and then that's over now carried on two other 24-hour networks, one being hairradio.com, HAIradio.com, and then the other, of course, being Upscale Radio Network, and we'll talk about that. So I'm thrilled about that. But Mary, folks may not know this, so thank you for mentioning that. But I also, as I was saying, mentioning on the smaller satellite type things and little meetups and things like that we've done, like Beauty Day, I've also launched a real big event, and I'm looking at the signage right now in my production office here for Hair Nation Expo. I remember, starting out on a smaller scale in 2017 out in Queens, New York. And so that's how I got started at the Black Spectrum Theater. And they had a theater and seats, and we had vendors and all this. It was really nice. And that was a great way to start. It rained. But then it rained every time I tried to do this event. And that was a great beginning. And then in 2019, we took it to Atlantic City, New Jersey, at the Showboat mm-hmm. Hotel, which was the first mm-hmm. time anyone has ever done a hair and beauty show on the boardwalk in the history of Atlantic City, New Jersey. So, and wow. That was the first hair and beauty show, period. And then I come along with a 3-day Afrocentric hair event, which in the Northeast had not ever been done. It was a 3-day Afro-focused event, which was really amazing. And so I was so proud of that, and we've been able to do that a few times down there in Atlantic City. And so that was so exciting. And I have to always thank and shout out to the forerunners for this. We're talking about the people at the amazing Brana Brothers family of events. You guys know Brana Brothers, which happens down. They have different places and all of that. My best advice is to go to BronaBros.com. That's www.BronnerBros.com. You can go there and see their entire schedule. Those were the folks who have inspired me. It's not been a secret. Who've created the track, for me to follow for my events. And I've been able to do that and work with one of the most eclectic of the Bronner brothers, Bernard Bronner, and I'm shouting out Bernard, who's a great friend for me and mentor as well, and colleague and industry colleague and all those things. He also checks a lot of boxes. So real good friend. So real nice stuff we've been able to do. And I'm just pleased. So yes, my live big events, you guys, I'm just thrilled. And we're going to, if you want more information on Hair Nation Expo, of course, my website is HAIradio.com. It's pronounced Hair Radio with just one R in the middle. So you can go there and find out all you ever wanted to know. Is that not something, Mary?
Yes.
Now,
I've
got
to thank you. On fire.
Well, Mary, if I am, it's because of folks like yourself who have propped us up and supported us. And so that's why I want to turn to you for a moment. I want you, because again, it goes back to our first connection and Hairhead Heart. I've always loved the name. Couldn't figure out which order it was.
It's
Mary,
from the top down, the hair, then the head, and then the heart, top down.
Yes. Well, I want you to tell our fans all about Hair, Head, Heart, and then we'll get back to some amazing memories on this celebratory day at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Well, thank you for following my journey. Hair, Head, Heart is a combination of things. Like you said, I check a lot of boxes. And
yes.
So the transition this year really has been from all of my time and, things I was doing in Minneapolis, where we first met, to my transition to Michigan and Southwest Michigan. Yeah.
Wow.
And so one of the things is I'm starting a just public access thing. I don't want to take 35 years to get established here, just two. And so
all
one
right.
of the things I'm doing is starting a show here called Level Up. And through our public...
I love that name, Level Up.
Yes, because these are people who are engaging, maybe have overcome some unusual things. But anyway, they are doing things. They aren't talking about doing things. They are doing things to help the community. And so, they, you know, it could be any age, any community, and, you know, businesses, individuals, whatever. And giving people, I hope, inspiration to also get past themselves and level up.
That is amazing. First of all, I love the name. I absolutely love it. And I just want to say, please add with Mary V. Johnson to the end of that. Because you have many fans. Yes. You have so many fans.
It's kind of interesting. I just do it because.
Why?
You know, because I can, because I have the opportunity. So.
Yes.
It's a pleasure for me.
Well, what I love is that you are really highlighting folks who might not otherwise get that kind of a platform or have that kind of recognition, and you're pushing them along on their journey. And so I love that. Yeah, and good stuff. Now, I've got to say, Mary Reed Johnson, you've been doing some incredible work over the years, and I am so proud to feature your work, like I would say, all together in one place for the listeners of all of our platforms at Hair Radio and all of that. I'm just so excited that we're going to run and continue to run a lot of your work with us, and that's because folks like to hear your voice. There's something that is comforting. I call it just like a warm blanket, you know, eating a pot pie, watching your favorite TV show. That is Mary Reed Johnson. And you just, yeah, well, you know, you've got the right name with Hair, Head, Heart, you know, so that it really describes you, Mary. So good thing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
That's just kind.
It's true. Yeah, it's all true. Now, I have to tell you, and it just reminds me of where we are today. Again, if you guys are just joining us, we've been chatting up a storm. I've got the incredible Mary Reed Johnson, of course, helping us to celebrate our 700th live broadcast. 700. That means, Mary, we have talked with over 2,000 guests on this very show, just in recent years. Again, not my entire career. Sure. Well, let's break it on
this
down.
This is just
let's
the morning show.
Just
this
the
is
morning
only the
edition.
Morning show. Right.
Only since 2015, since Monday, January 5th of 2015 is when we launched the 3-hour, 6 to 9 a.m. show. That's been it. And we've done 700 broadcasts of that today. And what a great honor. So I'll tell you, it just, when you do the math, if you really break it down, and to be quite frank, we probably have it well exceeded 2,000 guests, because what it is, if we're on for 3 hours a day, 3 hours times 700 episodes, 3 hours
see. Let's stretch my math mind. Okay, that's a lot.
That's over 2,100 hours.
Yes.
Now, I can safely say each broadcast, which is 3 hours long from 6 to 9, you guys know this, Eastern, 5 to 8 Central, each show, I've interviewed at least 3 people. We're on from 6 to 9 every day. And so you guys out there, all of you fans of our broadcast, you know we sometimes interview 3, sometimes we interview 10, sometimes we, you know, so each show we have interviewed at least 3. So that's why I say, well, we're over 2,000. But the real truth of the matter is, Mary, that number could be closer to 5,000 guests right here on the show.
Wow.
So
that is
incredible.
Commitment.
That is commitment. And that, people always say, well, you're so committed. Yes, I am, because I love what I'm doing. So I don't really take it to heart, so to much, in terms of being like I'm overworked or overtired or exaggerated.
Well, may I give the adage? You know,
yes.
I'm good with adages. They say if you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life.
Wow. Well, I have to say that's true. I never feel like I have that I'm getting up and going to work. It is a pleasure. My day starts at 4, technically, but it really starts before that because I usually am up well before my alarm goes off at 4 o'clock in the morning. And then I start preparation for the 3-hour live show, make sure that our 24-hour networks are all scheduled with the appropriate content, do any voiceovers that I need to record fresh of the day, research weather and news events, and continue with my calendar updates and conference calls that happen after the broadcast. Which wraps at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. Then my customer service lines open up on our toll-free number. And so it's just an incredible thing that happens every day. And I'm just honored to have it and be able to be so creative. And then on other days, folks ask me to do photo shoots. I've been asked to host an event or two for others who have their hair events or do live events and entertainment. They've asked me to host an upcoming event as well. So this is what happens. And you talk about entertainment and stuff. So, you know, like I said, they will ask me to host their events. I go there and I'm able to do interviews with those artists. And it just keeps, you know, beginning and it just keeps on rolling on down from there. So I'm just so excited to just be doing what I'm doing and, you know, doing it as well as I can do it and have the kind of effect on others that can inspire them. I'm hoping, you know, if my story can inspire, you know, one person or two, I'm thrilled. But to be able to reach, you know, literally millions of people all over the world, literally, we reach that amount of folks and the folks who actually listen are in the thousands who have been following me for almost 30 years.
Wow.
Yes.
I know it's
repetitious,
incredible? But really, wow.
No, I appreciate it, Mary. You know, so whether they're, you know, discovering my Carapi hair products or my books, you know, folks know I have How to Get Rich in the Hair Business or my mentoring sessions that I do, offline or online, if you will.
And photography.
Photography. I love being able to take pictures. Folks always, they're always surprised that I actually do that too. But yes, I do. And you can see a lot of my photos, even if you go to my Facebook page, they have a photo section and you can look up my work right there. It's all under my name, Carrie Hines, on Facebook. And I'll try to add some more things on my photography at my HAIRadio.com website. The only reason I don't really have it focused on my 24-hour website, 24-hour website, on my HAIRadio.com, because there I try to focus on our broadcasting network.
Sure.
So
sure.
I try not to put the picture so much there, but they are on my social media. I'm so excited, you know, and people seem to really like my photography, and it brings me great joy to do it. I really do. So I'm always happy, and so I have to go to quite often my own events, and I'm walking around with the camera at my own events. that happens. And so,
you know, Carrie.
Yeah.
Will there be a dramatic shift or difference with the Hair Radio Morning Show and Upscale?
Well, Upscale, and I'm so excited. That's a very good question. And for you folks who are just kind of tuning in and probably have no idea what Mary and I are talking about right now, let me just bring you up to speed here. You're listening to our very special 700th episode of this very broadcast. So I'm super, super excited today to kind of welcome you guys as part of the celebration. And to answer your question, Mary, a big shift in terms of the Hair Radio Show and all of that with us. No, I'm just grateful that you can catch this broadcast, not just on Blog Talk, or you can Google it. Folks, you know, a lot of folks do that, I'm told, which you just go to google.com as you normally would, and you can literally type in five words. You type in the five words, and all of my episodes pop up. So you can go to Google and type The Hair Radio Morning Show. So those five words. And all of the individual episodes, each three-hour episode, will be listed numerically there. So that's a great way that you can always find us. Or you can simply go to hairadio.com. And of course, we'll air it there, which plays a couple times there. And then on Upscale Radio Network as well, we'll be playing the same show, a three-hour show each day across those different platforms. So it's airing literally on three different platforms. And then we have other partners out there. Mary, I don't talk about all those other partners, but there are tons of other partners who carry our show. We have folks in Europe who carry our show. We have folks all over the world who tune in and listen to our broadcast. But then we have other networks who play our, you know, it's streamed over to different folks. And we're out there. We're so far out there. It's crazy. I just literally Googled the Hair Radio blog. My blog. Now, a blog is something that, you know, if you get, you know, a few thousand people to know your blog is there, you know, and especially in the old days, and blogging has taken on a whole thing. Well, we were out there way before that, of course. But I've gotten well over 50,000 page views to my blog, and I hadn't put a post in there and like 3 or 4 years. We just have so much material that's out there. If you can Google us and dice it up in different ways. You can Google Carrie Hines. You can Google The Hair Radio Show. You can Google my books. You can Google my products. You can Google, you know, we're just across the internet. We are ensconced, you know, on the internet, really ubiquitous. So I'm quite pleased at what we've been able to accomplish. And that's because
maybe
of you guys.
Then instead of the 7 degrees, maybe you're more like 3.
We're down to 3. Yeah.
You're everywhere.
Yeah, we really are. I didn't set out to do it like that, but being able to start this pre-internet, and then when the internet came, it just kind of thrust us forward. And we are tailor-made for a digital platform. So we are tailor-made for a lot of companies out there. My big thing is the advertisers. Folks don't understand how just advertising a little bit with a small little mom-pa type business, a small just getting off the ground digital brand on the internet makes a difference in your community. It makes a difference. Support black radio, support women and minorities doing things out there in radio. Be a positive force for change, please. And Mary, that's why I had to add the moniker community. So we started, hair and beauty, but, you know, we're now hair, beauty, and community. And I'm proud of that.
Excellent.
Is that not something? Yeah.
That is good. So like and it is kind of a push to engage in media for, you know, the community. One TV, I don't know if it's a channel exactly, but it's called Revolt, and it's about blacks and media and this type of thing.
Yeah,
but
I think
it's like it's so much more it can't, you know, the name is kind of not reflective. It's not really that positive. And it's like, no, we've been doing these great things all along, so why should we revolt?
but it is what it is.
But, you know, they're presenting all this positive information and great helpfulness, but they're their name is like, huh, it doesn't reflect it. But in any way, I wish them great success. But I like how you embrace the entire community and show
we
the good.
Them, yeah.
And, yeah, you just show us. And that's more genuine to me, more authentic.
Well,
and, you know, the fact that you've been able to retain it for so many years is a testimony.
Thank you, Mary. Listen, folks, it's the great Mary Reed Johnson, of course, from Hairhead Heart, and now with a brand new show. Mary, can you tell everybody again, just a reminder for folks who might have joined a little bit later in our piece,
sure.
Can you tell everybody a little bit more about your new show?
Sure. I am still, you know, Hairhead Heart, so if you're looking at arts things or things in Kalamazoo or looking for actually hair services, I'm still Hairhead Heart. But one of the things that I've done in part of my new community, because I've moved from Minneapolis to Southwest Michigan, just trying to immerse myself in, I know, I still, remind me of the Prince thing in just a second, but everything Prince in my world. But I'm trying to immerse myself in my new community, and one of the things that I've done is teamed up a little bit with their public access network, and I'm trying out a show called Level Up, in which I've identified, you know, a variety of people who are doing things despite, you know, whatever barriers they may have overcome or had to overcome, or just even getting past yourself, you know, as not being a popular part of the community. And so anyway, it's called Level Up, and, you know, just keep me in your prayers. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, well, Mary, we are going to do everything we can to get your versions of that over on our network for whenever you can send them on to us so we can playing for all your many, many fans right here throughout our Hair Radio Show networks and our Upscale Radio networks and our Blog Talks and everything that we're doing. So please, please, just always stay in touch with us and keep us informed.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, Mary, listen, I just want to say thank you on taking a moment or two of your time to help us to celebrate 700 episodes of this incredible broadcast and kind of the mechanics of it in terms of what we've been able to pull together for everybody. And we're just getting started. I'm always looking for ways to expand out and to continue to grow what we've started so you know, long ago. But we're going to continue to keep you guys informed to the best of our, I call it infotained, informed and entertained. Yeah, I love that word. I thought that was great. One of my favorite words.
I'm going to borrow it.
Well, yes, infotained works really well because we want folks to be informed, but not so much bored. You know, when the podcast, I love podcasts and the word podcast, but the thing is, sometimes it's just a person talking. And so I have never lost or forgotten the radio element, which kind of brings all the other, you know, components into play, you know, music and some informative talk, some laughter, for goodness sake, in addition to obviously using it to educate and bring about good in the world. And so that's what this show is about, that 700 broadcast, and so much more. So, Mary, thanks so much for being with us. Mary Reed Johnson.
Always a pleasure.
Great job. Great job. Okay, folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot.
You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I always wanted to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I. You gon' need to do more than just. You know.
I got though. Ever since you walked in, set my phone, slam my door. You know I know that you've been on it, but I've been on it, on the low. Letting you get down on it, yeah. Love when you spin round on it, yeah. Even though you want you, shawty, I promise the truth. And when I come down on it, yeah, you love when I'm down on it, yeah. Girl, spend time on it, yeah. Walking back to you gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I always wanted to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I. So you gon' need to do more than just. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I. You gon' need to do more than just.
Thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
It's time to rise and shine with The Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It is Tuesday morning, April 26th of 2022. It's our broadcast show number 704. 704. We're live today, folks. 704. Well, listen, as we do about this time each day, we kind of get into the live talk.
for the day, talking about whether it's recent things in the news, some updates here at Hair Radio, and so much more. So let me just bring to the line, he helps us out during the mid part of the broadcast. I want to bring back to the line a gentleman you guys have gotten to know in recent months, as it is. Mr. Otto. Otto, the man who spells his name the same way, forwards or backwards. Otto, good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Curry Hines. How are you on this Tuesday?
I'm doing great, Otto. Happy Tuesday to you and to all the folks out there who take a moment to kind of wake up with us. You know, we're real happy, I really have to say. Today we had a chance to kind of tune into, we kind of revisited some of our old pieces here on the broadcast that I just love. I don't know if you caught it, but early this morning we kind of let in. Let me just first explain the music a little bit for folks.
Okay.
You know, we're not in the targeted demographic of Tory Lanez. Let me just say he's not planning to entertain a few folks north of 35.
Right.
But his music got on my radar. He's a Canadian rapper. And I love his music. It's just always upbeat and bouncy. So I played two songs by Tory Lanez today. Early this morning, we kicked off with a song that Madonna was considering. I don't know if she went through the lawsuit because he kind of sampled one of Madonna's songs, one of Madonna's big hit records, and made it, took a part of it and put in his song called Pluto's Last Comet that we kicked off with. Not only that, the other thing, if you guys watch CBS Morning News, he was on the airwaves with Gayle King of the CBS Morning News, and he somehow shot Megan Thee Stallion, the rapper lady, in the
phone. Wow.
And I believe both feet is what I think I saw, yeah. And so this is all alleged. There's a whole lot of, you know, things going floating around in the ether. We don't know all the super facts.
But
she looked pretty much like she was being very sincere, and she seems like a brilliant young lady. So I just really appreciate her. And I want to talk a little bit more about her in just a little bit, because there's this big thing that she said during the interview that really struck me. And I'm going to see if we can get Michael Hopkins on. And just a little bit, we'll talk about that. Michael is the host of Vet Talk Radio Show. You know that comes up today. They're live, back here live at 8:30 morning. I'm so super hyped about it. And we're going to see if we can get Michael on, tell us a little bit about what we can expect on today's broadcast. But first, Otto, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was good, Curry. Busy in my entrepreneurship. Spent some time at the business and working and paperwork and different things. But all overall, positive and, you know, just going forward, you know, trying to keep positive and professional. And it was good. Look, you know, it's a grind. But like yourself, you know, if you want something to succeed, you got to put the time in. You got to put work.
Well, that is the attitude that is will take you high, will take you to a high altitude.
Right.
I have to say, today we're also saluting, and in addition to the veterans, of course, on Mike's show, but also we are saluting our fans and folks out there who are entrepreneurs and looking to begin that phase. So in the next hour, we're going to get in a little bit of that. I think it's important that you know some of the things that will lead to success.
Yes.
And, you know, so we'll talk a little bit about that. And I'm really excited about that. So we'll do that a little past 8 this morning.
Yeah.
But first, I'm very happy. One of the things I want to kind of toss out there for all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show is that mid-broadcast now, we have invited the entire Vet Talk Radio Show folks to kind of join us for our live mid-show chat. And what this means for you guys, when they can pop in and pop out and as we say, pop off with all the latest that, you know, that's happening, we'd love to get the more feedback, the better, Of course, you guys are always welcome to join us by dialing into the show and pressing 1. That's always an option for you. But we've also rebranded the mid-show, so it's not just live chat anymore. We've given it a new name. And I wish I had my drum roll ready. Because it is, I really do, because this is truly an unveiling, if you will. So it is an unveiling. And the unveiling is for, hold it. Can we do a drum roll? I'm horrible with sound effects.
Here's
we'll
Curry.
Get one on.
Here's
oh, that's
Curry.
Right. Yeah, that's right. What happened to the Johnny? Ed McMahon part.
Here's Curry.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Well, you got to work on that, Otto. You got to work on that part. It's called Coffee, Tea, and Conversations. And on the other days that we can bring you the tea, we will. But Coffee, Conversations, and the tea, we will do that when we can. But, yeah, Coffee, Tea, Conversations. I think that would be great in whichever order. We're going to talk and literally sip on our coffee.
There you go.
And so that's kind of what I wanted to say out there this morning. Let's take a moment so we can get Hopper Hopkins, I call him. Michael Hopkins, who is the Vet Talk Radio Show host with the most, as they say. We're going to bring on Michael, who is doing such a great job. We just appreciate him. He's out of Spotsylvania, VA, Virginia, that is. Michael, good morning, and I'm giving you the standing salute. So good morning, sir. Hopper Hopkins.
Good morning.
We're going to come down to Spotsylvania and wake you up this morning.
Michael.
On the airwaves all around the world, Michael Hopkins. Good morning. How are you today? You're on with Otto.
In beautiful downtown Spotsylvania.
Oh, boy. Nice. Hello, Michael. Good morning.
Yeah. Michael, can you hear us? Michael's probably still waking up a bit this morning. So what we'll do, we're going to give you a chance to get your bearings together, Brother Michael. Work on that. We'll drop in with you in just a few minutes. Right now, we'll take a moment. We'll take a moment to work it out here. Otto, we're going to chat for a little bit because I have a lot to talk about. First of all, I want to make sure that we mention Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. We're here with you guys live. Thursday and Friday, we are working on what's called a PB, a production break. And so with that, what that means for you guys is that we're preparing new material, new content for your ears. We're really working on all of that. Yeah. So the importance of that is so that we can always bring you fresh material because it's organic. And what does organic radio mean? What does organic radio? Is organic like your organic milk or whatever it is that you buy at the supermarket? Organic means that it is original content. Mm. That's what Hair Radio is. Hair Radio's material is original. That's why we have the folks, who love what we do and appreciate what we do. Tuesday... today and tomorrow, Wednesday, we will be with you live, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 5 to 8 Central. Thursday, Friday, we're going to say, hey, folks, go over to our 24-hour Hair Radio Network at www.hairadio.com and listen to our recent shows and so much more, special content. And so much more that's happening over there. Yeah. So I'm really excited about that and real pleased, I really have to say. So, we're doing well. I have to say also that Upscale Magazine, I want to let folks know, their 24-hour network is getting closer and closer to their launch date. They're on. You can check them out at www.upscalemagazineradio.com.
Yes.
So that is there for you as well. plays 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just like our 24-hour network. And, folks, let me just say, the two radio networks, 24 hours a day, they don't really play the same exact thing. So they have different things that are playing. So if you're listening to one, don't think you're listening to the same thing at the other. If we do have some simulcasting programming, we'll let you know. On occasion, we may have some simulcast, which means that we'll play the same thing on all of our networks for special events and special occasions, but we'll give you some heads up on that. So what do you think about that, Otto?
Oh, I listen. I'm a fan at 6 a.m., so I enjoy the live show, but I just today, I mean, with Mary Reed Johnson, the it was such an interesting fact. I enjoy it. I tune in, everybody, and get your daily knowledge. Today, Julius Caesar was a real bummer, man. He went from, you know, the party and,
well, hold
on, and
first,
then he,
let me just make sure everybody's clear. Mary Reed Johnson was on with me at 6 o'clock this morning, and one of the first things we did, we ran this piece that we did earlier this year on resolution. And so Mary and I kind of went did a review of some of the popular resolutions that are out there. And so if you missed it, you want to play that back. And so, Otto, you heard Mary Reed Johnson. What were you saying?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Like I said, the daily facts I learn, I enjoy, that's why I tune in at 6, is back to ancient Babylon, and they had the parties, used to be days and weeks in March, and then somehow Julius Caesar stepped in and switched it to one day in January 1st. So I thought, like I said earlier, he's a bummer, man. He took it from – so I just thought that, once again, an interesting fact that I learned on the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines in the morning.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Well, yes, I love that too. I really do. But I'll tell you, I think one of the the resolutions was very personal. And I love the fact, the little factoids that Mary came up with, Otto. She was fantastic. But
she was.
She was absolutely great on it. It's a really great piece. But what really resonated with my little world is that, bear in mind, this was done before I started my workout routine. So I put all of this out into the universe. And I didn't start when I thought I was going to start, and I kind of kept putting it off. And so when I went back and listened to the resolutions, and we had to give our own resolutions, these were the things that I said I was going to do. And so I was like, wow. I even mentioned skating as an exercise. And this weekend, I put on my rollerblades, went out there outside in the main cement of Brooklyn, New York, and I went skating. I skated for about a half hour, and I'm still reeling. My legs are still feeling the effects of that. Fell down on the ground. I hope no one's taking pictures. I don't want this on the news and all of that. But I literally fell down as I was trying, because it's very hard. And I used to be an expert skater. I mean, you would be shocked. So think about that for just a little bit, folks. And let me see if I can kind of see if we can get Michael on to kind of give us some bit of a little bit of an update on what he's working on, because they're doing a very special live show today, which is the very first time we've ever had a three-part series. So I'm really, really, really excited to find out about that.
Yeah.
Hopkins, Michael Hopkins, are you there? We are checking
good morning,
back in
good
with
morning,
Michael
and
Hopkins.
Good morning.
From there you go. Okay, you're on with Otto, the
Michael.
Main man there. And yes, good morning. And
good morning, Michael.
And Kerry Hines.
Good morning, Kerry Hines. Good morning, the man, the myth, the legend, the Otto man.
Mr. Otto. There you go.
Whoa. Thank you, Michael.
Hey, like we used to say in the old neighborhood, when I grow up, I want to be just like you.
Oh, listen to that. Well, it is so exciting to have you with us, Michael, on this Tuesday morning. We're live, folks. It's April 26th of 2022. Right now it's about 10 minutes of 8 in the morning. If you're in the central time zone, then it's not quite 7 yet. So real excited, really, really, really pleased to welcome you guys. Michael, you've been listening to today's broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. As I mentioned, you and your Vet Talk Radio Morning Show angels, I'm calling you guys, are now being incorporated. You're being rolled into the wonderful mid-show talk right here. And you guys know we welcome you guys whenever you want to chime in on different aspects of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We welcome you. We've got a lot going on, and we're just glad to open the doors to folks who have been kind of hanging out with us on Tuesdays. So today's no exception for you at 8:30 Eastern Time. You have a live Vet Talk radio show episode. It's your double three. It's the 33rd broadcast today of Vet Talk radio show. Right? That's amazing.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Incredible, Otto.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Michael, I just mentioned it to the fans. You're doing a three-part series. It's the first time ever in your 33 shows that you've done a three-part topic. So what can you tell us about today's topic?
Oh, Carrie Hines, today's topic, we're going to continue to delve into the world of the different benefits that a lot of us as veterans may not know about. That's what we're going to delve into today. There's been such an outcry, and so many people have been so positive on the subject. So I did more research, and I came up with a lot more
A Google
benefit.
Is your best friend, Michael Hopkins.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Can I just throw a little teaser out there to everybody? Just a little teeny teaser. Yesterday I was getting my blood pressure checked and blood work and so forth at the local clinic here, the VA clinic. And I wound up getting one of those blood pressure cups, you know, the kind you would go to maybe a CVS or one of the drugstores or Walmart and buy.
Mm-hmm.
The real nice ones.
Yeah.
Well, the VA healthcare system handed me one.
Wow.
I have no idea how much it cost. From what I gather, it's like a top-of-the-line one.
Do you know the brand name? I used to sell those. Well, when you get a chance to take a look, I used to sell like Omron and
Matter of fact, Carrie, it's Life Source.
Okay,
it's a 5-year limited... Yeah, 5-year limited warranty, deluxe blood pressure monitor.
Oh, this is awesome. So now this is the one you wrap around your arm?
Yes, sir. Digital and everything.
Because they've got the ones that now you can test like from a finger and all this other stuff. They have all kinds of wrist watch type stuff going on. First of all, it's incredible. And that is for free, right, Michael?
Right.
For your veterans. So I want you to make sure this is something. I love that you keep unwrapping these amazing gifts for your fans of the Vet Talk radio show. And this is why you've been able to do three different episodes on this, these hidden gems. And that's what they really are. They're hidden gems.
Who doesn't want
to discover things, right, that are different?
Yeah,
so,
I mean, they're
you know,
just
great.
Yeah, it's just hidden gems, and as veterans, we should all be taking advantage of this. We really should. It's not like we're blessed. We're blessed as veterans to have the opportunity to have these items offered to us.
Don't forget, Michael Hopkins, do not forget today what happens from 9 in the morning until 11 New York time. So that's 8 to 10 if you're out in the central time zone. Michael has no idea what I'm talking about. But, Michael, we are so pleased to announce that from 9 to 11 New York time, Folks can go to www.hairadio.com and kind of listen to the very the best of what's happening over at Vet Talk. Your favorite, I call it Everything Vet Talk Radio, because it plays, like, our 24-hour network plays for 2 hours some recent content and recent broadcasts that your fans may have forgotten about. So I'm super excited. I know that today it should be leading off with Nur Jahan's interview at about 9 o'clock this morning. So if your fans take a moment and check it out. I think they're going to enjoy that.
Great.
And so much more going on. Yeah, so really good stuff. And, you know, I'm just very pleased. Really, really, really good stuff happening. So is that not a nice little talk about a tease, a teaser? That's a super teaser this morning for the fans. So real good stuff.
Oh, I just love it. And I love the fans that we have. I love the format. I just love
Thank
it,
you.
Karen. And although
I'm also told that the other angels, so all three of the angels' interviews are going to replay this morning at 9. So we're going to make sure to remind your folks once we're on live at on the Vet Talk Radio Show at 8:30. So listen, Michael Hopkins. We're going to just let you get back to prepping for your debut this morning, if you will, for your 33rd show, that is. You'll be on with the 33rd episode of Vet Talk Radio Show coming up today at about 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 if you're in the Central Time Zone. Michael Hopkins, I can't wait. Part 3 of these hidden gems. All right, we'll see you in a half hour.
Okay. All right. Great talk.
Okay. All right, great talking to you too, Brother Michael. Great talking to you. All right,
can't
so
wait.
Otto, I'm excited. Lots of good things to get to today. Michael and them will be up, so that'll be nice. And at 9 o'clock, at that time, once we wrap up this morning show here, then it's time to go to the internet and over to our 24-hour streaming website at www.hairadio.com and click on the play button at the top. You will be able to listen from 9 to 11. And as I mentioned, we're going to have the Angels, Michael's Angels panel, which are Katrina, Noor, and Nicole. And they're going to be able to share with you, you know, their personal journey. So their personal stories, all three will be back to back. We're going to play it again. And from there, we have some other assorted Vet Talk items and all of that until 11 this morning. Then we go into some of our recent things. So lots of good stuff today. Lots of good things to talk about. And
they put a lot of work into that. It's a lot of work for the angels.
Yes, absolutely. There is a great job. I appreciate you even saying that. Yeah, it is. It's always busy. It's always a lot of things happening and, you know, just very excited. Yeah. You know,
and
to,
like
Michael
being a veteran and all the vets out here in the country, they earned it, you know, the benefits, you know, I didn't serve. I don't, you know, they have a special place in my heart. You know, they earned what Michael's, you know, giving. I mean, he's such a giving man, and to sit home if I was a veteran and hear the show and think, wow, I didn't even know that. It would be so enlightening, and I hope all vets tune in and take advantage of Michael's hard work and the angels.
Exactly. The thing, Otto, is that you don't have to be a veteran so much as well. We salute the vets, of course, and we encourage them to tune in, and they do. But I love that his show discovers benefits for the family members, for friends, so to speak.
Yes.
And tells you how to work with, you know, how to – it's much more encompassing, I should say, but definitely the family of vets. And I think there's something to be said for just general, you know, just tuning in. So check it out today.
You're so right.
It's your way to pay tribute to the folks who have, you know, guarded our nation's freedom. So please.
Yes.
8:30 Eastern time today, right here on the Hair Radio Network. Okay, now listen. Going to take a little bit. I want to get this on, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about business on Tuesday. Launching your business, what's the first thing you should do? And Otto, of course, the first thing is to get my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, which will help you. You can apply it to any business, really, because really that's the thing about entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is really the same across the board if you're looking for success. So it doesn't matter what industry you're in. You can apply the techniques in my book. But but that's, again, how to get rich in the hair business. But really, the truth is, you know, take a moment to kind of see where you are. I think it's about planning, Otto. What do you say?
Oh, absolutely. Planning is probably one of the ingredients, the main ones in the beginning. You have to, you know, think about it. You're doing something that you love, or and you're working for somebody, and you think that, oh, it's easy. I'll just do it. They did it, you know, I work for them, and then you try it, and it's difficult if you have the passion, you know, and the work ethic. It's hard in the beginning. You get some setbacks and different things, but you just keep you know, you take your L's, you know, and then, you know, you learn from them. That's the key. You have to learn from them and understand. Like in my business, for example, the first time I had a bid, an estimate, let's say, $2,000, and I'm thinking – you know, I'm rich, you know, and then by time, labor, material, I think I came out with $400. So, you know,
just a reminder out there, runs his own commercial painting business. He's an entrepreneur. And I kind of know what you mean, because it's the same thing. And sometimes this is why I say, when you know, for all the entrepreneurs out there, I talk to a lot of people, and they always want you to give a quick how much type price quote over, like, the phone, if you will,
right,
or even in person upon meeting somebody. So I don't do that. I do not give any numbers off the top of my head, whether they are how many listeners or how much this or how much is that. None of that. I don't ever do that. I always get their email address and follow up with a professional outline, which may or may not include the price or whatever it is that they're wishing to know. So that's the kind of thing that, you know, just a helpful tip. Listen, why don't we take a little bit of a music break? I want to get on kind of like something that's got some folks, you know, kind of a little bit of a throwback, but also got some folks moving this morning. It is Tuesday morning, and we are here on the Hair Radio Show. Then I'm going to get on a Hapa Felicidad, who is our regular. We love her contribution on Tuesday morning. And we've got more of the Hair Radio Morning Show again, 8:30 Eastern. Don't miss that Talk Radio Show coming up. Okay, here is one of my favorite songs. You guys know this very, very well. Stay with us, folks.
Once upon a time, there was a little black girl in the Brewster Projects of Detroit, Michigan. At 15, she was spotted by an Ebony Fashion Fair talent scout, and her modeling career took off.
You better work.
word mama, Naomi. She is it. Christy, Foxy lady, out of sight. Cindy, I can feel it. Claudia, Sarah Ladonna, Nikki, work the runway, sweetie.
I have one thing to say. Sashay, Shantae, 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 Shantae. I have one thing to say. Sashay, Shantae, 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 Shantae.
Woo! It don't matter what you wear. It
don't matter what you wear.
They're checking out your step up,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it don't matter what you do. Cause everything looks good on you.
One thing to say, you better work.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful and, moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media, where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
Organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. And today we have another great guest with us. Her name is Ahava Felicidad. She's from the state of New Jersey. Ahava, I'd like to welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, it's my pleasure to have you with us. And I want to jump right on in. Tell everyone about your salon and what you do.
Well, it's called the Ahava Felicidad Hair and Body, what I call a growing holistic hair organization, and it is headquartered in Upper Montclair, New Jersey at Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. So it's a cozy studio space located in the town where I actually grew up in, so I'm a native of Montclair. And what services are offered here range from consultations, which include regimens and product recommendations, hair practice and care, sharing hair stories and finding out more about growing back hair from hair loss or breakage and just taking better care of hair. We also provide styling, so I do scalp hair and styling here at the studio as well. Mix and make natural products. Have some distributor products here that are all natural and organic for, you know, anyone who's just maybe new on the journey or they've been on the journey for a while and they want to take everything they do to the next level. I also offer classes, so technique classes and also certificate classes for professionals and for clients.
Now, what kinds of classes do you offer?
The classes that are offered range from classes like two-strand and three-strand twisting, cornrows classes. There's one particular class that is called the Soft Style Trio. It's a new class where clients can come in and learn how to do French rolls, make mini buns, what we call thin buns, and make pineapples in the hair, and that way they can care for their hair and do some styling in between sessions. There are also classes on cylinders and microlinking, so braidless weaving techniques.
Tell us a little bit more about that, if you will.
Well, the classes on cylinders, that's really exciting because it is a technique that I find more so it's not talked about as often to cross over into working with kinky, curly, and wavy hair. It's a technique that you see most times just on done on straight hair or hair that is has been relaxed. So this class that we offer goes over how to work in natural hair and who you can provide cylinders for if their hair is not strong enough for braiding in a traditional weave with the weft, and the person wants to get their scalp. They also want to have a look that lasts a little bit longer than maybe a traditional weave or a crochet would. And we talk about in the class and train on how to care for the hair, what types of cylinders or hair would be installed for the client, and go over how to care for the hair as well as educate the clients on how to care for the hair.
Now, you have got to tell us, Ahava, how did you get started in this business and you know, what inspired you so much to be so passionate about this?
I've been doing hair since I was a child. So I would say this goes back really far. We'll say middle school for the extension, but I actually started braiding my own hair around the age of 5.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I've been doing hair for a long time. Then I started helping other people with their hair in middle school. And I would say I do have a cousin who put extensions in my hair, and I felt what she did. And then I just began doing this. Now, the passion came from a mentor that I have. And the mentor, my mentor, Dr. Brown, told me, well, you know, you love to do hair. This is what you do. You do this really well. You know, he watched me with a few clients and said, well, this is where you need to go. This is where you need to be, and I see that you're very happy when you do this, because I am very happy when I'm working in hair. So around 2009, I started really doing more consultations. But I would say even all through undergrad, I did hair, and I assisted and gave recommendations on hair care even before I transitioned to natural. So hair is just inherently, it's just an innate thing in me. For anyone who's what I call a part of any type of collective, there'd be a collective group of artists. And I had a conversation with a client about this actually today when she said to me, well, when did you learn how to do three strands? Or when did you learn and how did you learn that? Did you see someone else do it? And I said, well, no, actually, one day I was working in hair and it just came to me to try three strands going in one direction. And then after that, I looked it up and saw that there were a few people doing this online. I went through all the ways that this technique can help with natural hair. And then I just continue to learn from there and let things come to me. And then I'll find out, oh, there's a few other people who may do this, but they're doing this on their own hair, not in practice to take care of others. So I actually will do this on my own hair and in practice to take care of others and help them to help to take care of themselves.
Wow. So you have to say that this is you really serving as an inspiration for others.
Yes, and I have been told that, but I've been an inspiration. I've been an inspiration for many women going natural, an inspiration for naturals to do more with their natural hair. Because I have been told, well, this is amazing. You actually help us. You'll teach us, and you'll do our hair. Like, we never find anyone who does that because, everyone may not have that teacher in them. And I actually still have, the teacher in me where I want to share, and I want the legacy to carry on and to grow. And without sharing it, that won't happen.
I agree. Now, you did touch on this a little while ago, but I want to find a little bit more details about this because I honestly had never heard of the cornrow certification. Would you be kind enough to share with our listeners a little bit more detail about that? I think that would be great.
Yes. Okay. So I've just recently created a cornrow certification, class or actually program. So I have three levels of teaching how to cornrow. Now, of course, someone would already have an affinity for and some skills with braiding or creating cornrows. So most people who are coming to a certificate class of this nature or program already know how to braid, and then they're just looking to go to the next level. So I have a basic class, which would be called Natural Hair Newbie. In all of the programs, there's a natural, like an intro, which we call a novice, an intermediate, or an advanced. So with this cornrow cert program, there's actually an intro where you're practicing cornrows and you're required to actually do cornrows going straight back in several different number of cornrows. Then in level two, we go over everything we went over in level one as far as care and styling and, how to co-wash the hair, things about caring for natural hair and transitioners. The next level of cornrows requires more intricacy. So we would do shapes and zigzags and crisscrossing and mandalas and things of that nature. The level above that's an advanced level that would be more for like couture and runway, where I love to work with copper and ribbon and hemp cord and satin cord, and so do others. And then they would learn how to install feathers, how to install ribbons, how to loop through on a crochet technique, satin cord to create accents in the hair. We also do threading with yarn or with thread, even silk thread, silk hair tinsel, like fun hands-on accessories that will go in the hair for the very artistic styles. So you get everything with the three-part cornrows class. So cornrows are something that aren't traditionally taught extensively in a beauty program. That's something that's inherent, cultural, spiritual, it's educational, it's emotional. The more you practice, the better you're going to get. So the CERT program allows the practice and the longevity, and also then me being right there to say, okay, this is, you're doing really well, and then anyone else who's on our team that's a cornrows expert would be able to help and promote and support these designs, and then you're tested on, the skills and then also the hair care knowledge.
Well, we have got to tell everyone how to find you.
Oh, definitely. It's so easy to find me. The number into the studio, there's a studio mobile. It's 973-619-2855. There's also a second line, which is a dedicated line for Team Natriotic. So that's team members who are patriots for, loyal to the natural hair movement and everything natural and chemical free. And also for other services that would provide, including body wrapping. That number is 201-921-9894. You can also find myself and then any post that I make or pages for Hava Felici Dodd Hair and Body at havafelicidodd.wordpress.com. And that blog actually functions as a website. We have a Facebook page. The Facebook page has some great albums of some foundation clients. So clients who've been with me since the beginning of the journey, you'll find pictures of them in different albums, and it'll show befores and afters. You can also find me on YouTube at Ahava Felicidad, the holistic hair healer. There are some fun YouTube videos on there. It's not
just hair.
Yes,
I watched
hair.
One or two, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a nice, well-rounded view of me and then other interactions with me and clients. And, of course, more videos to come and some things that may be like tutorials, but more of hair healing experience and getting to know me as a person.
Well, I have to say, from all that I'm learning, and you've done quite a bit. You've got quite a few things going on out there, but I love your commitment to those who are transitioning. And
yes.
You know, it's, yes, please speak to that, because you're really able to. I think that, you know, especially for a lot of the women, that they'll be able to really relate, and they can relate. And I think that you really have walked so much and created such a path, and I just wanted you to speak to this art of transitioning and so forth.
The transitioning. Yeah. There are going to be women that are just not ready for the big chop. It's called the big chop. I call it the leap of faith. When I actually cut my hair, I called it going turkey, and this was in the late 90s. Yeah, that's what we call it, the going cold turkey. Like when you quit something, you go cold turkey. And then natural movement began to blossom, and this big chop concept came in. So I feel like I was one of those naturals at the very beginning of this next influx of transitioning and going natural. Transitioners need assistance with everything. So what happens is, because the scalp is now detoxing from chemicals, a lot of women transitioning experience an extreme amount of itching and flaking. And that's coming from detoxing, and the body detoxing from now stopping the chemical relaxer.
Mm.
You need help with that, and you want to talk to someone, and they'll, of course, come to talk to me about what's happening, and I'll help them to get hydrated on structured water, also sugar scrubbing the scalp. Transitioners need to know their options on transitioning. So I will have the consult and say, okay, well, this is your hair texture and density, if I can see it. If they have about 3 inches, that's when we can really see more of the texture. One inch to 2 inches may not be enough. Most transitioners, it's really going to depend on their lifestyle. So if they like a particular hairstyle, we have to go over, well, what types of styles do you like? What types of styles do you need for work? And we have this conversation about texture, density, length, and if they can rod set to transition, if they can blow out and ceramic press to transition, if they can 2-strand flat twist or 3-strand flat twist to transition. They may be able to braid or crochet, which is my favorite technique, and I would say I'm the crochet queen. I love doing crochet because crochet is another way for transitioners to make a smooth transition when they want longer hair, or they just want this particular look that, you know, they may not be able to get with their natural hair right away, but then cornrows are placed as a foundation and different hairs or fibers are looped under the cornrow and tied to create like a full head weave. This can also be done with partials. So we have the conversation about the journey. We go over the entire, you know, if you grow half an inch of hair in a month, in 2 months you're going to have an inch. In 6 months, you know, the average person grows, in 6 months the average person's going to have about 3 inches of hair, in a year, 6. So quantifying that and also giving quality to that experience helps naturals to connect with expectations, like managing an expectation of, well, how fast my hair is going to grow, and then what styling options I want to try. And then they get to start having fun with that. And then we'll gradually trim ends. As the hair grows out, they can just trim. So some naturals, it may be 5 months. Others can transition 18 months or longer. It's so much based on their hair texture and density. Not as much the length, but texture and density are going to play a part in how long they can take the transition.
Well, they've got the perfect partner. If you've just joined
us,
you're listening to their radio show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we've got with us Ahava Felicidad. Now, I love this, and your shop, again, is called, it's Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad.
Yes, Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. And the buy comes from the experience. So there are different hair healing experiences that also take place at the studio. So that's the buy, because there are experiences that are being created here. Even some of the rod sets have names. There are classic deep treatments, and there are Renaissance deep treatments. Renaissance comes from my favorite time period in history, the Harlem Renaissance. Of course, then there's also the Renaissance period for classical music, and that's where the classical or classics came in. It's from my love of classical music. So I said, well, you know, what are my standards? My standards are classics. And then we'll have classic essentials, we have classic carrier oils, we have classic deeps. A classic deep will be a sugar scrub with an oil and a natural conditioner. A Renaissance deep will have three or more essential oils, and it's an aromatherapy experience, because I also do aromatherapy and essential oil therapies. And that's all a part of the Studio Pure experience. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now you It sounds that way. Now, I think we mentioned the name, but we didn't tell everybody again where it is. And I want to make sure they have your address and the phone number, however they need to come out, because you make it sound so great.
Yes, it's great. Now, everything at the studio is an exclusive session. So everything that's here is by appointment or by what's called by reservation. So clients will call in to reserve. There's also the option to get a gift certificate, and then you get a gift certificate, and then you call in to reserve. So the studio is located at 260 Bellevue Avenue in Upper Montclair. It's on the second floor inside the movie theater building. So I'm in a building with a historic building, actually, with the Bellevue Movie Theater.
We're inside
there. So you won't see it just from the street. You would have to call in, and then on the blog it tells you how to get in, where to park and everything when you're coming in for services. When there are open house events, those go out to the client list, and then they're also posted on the blog, places like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It could also be announced in a YouTube video if there's going to be an open house. So I would like to one day soon to be able to offer like some open store hours to just come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a space for natural artists. So there are walls, plenty of walls here for anyone who's in the natural community and also does art in order to expand us out culturally. Events like that can be hosted at the studio.
Wow. Sounds so creative, of course, obviously.
Yes.
And I tell you, you are just doing some dynamic things. Now, what's next for you? You've accomplished so much. What's next?
What's next for me? Okay, that's a great one. What's next for me would be to create another certificate program. Maybe do some television. That would be fun. Well, I love the certificate programs because I get to teach others how to improve their skills, advance their skills, and help more people. So that part is very important to me, is continuing on the creating the programs and then, of course, filling those programs so that more natural stylists have the concept, and it's the Ahava Felicidad concept. So they're also being taught what I do. So if someone wants to learn more about essential oils, they can learn that. They can come in at different levels and decide, you know, well, how far you want to go with what you're going to offer. And then it could also be someone who wants to join the team. And what's next will be another series in May, if not May, maybe June, of eHow videos. I also am an eHow presenter, so I'm a hair expert there. And I've just run a series of 10 titles on styling wavy curly hair. The next series will be on kinky hair, some with lock
twisting. How do they see those videos?
Those videos will be released in about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And they'll be released on they'll be released on eHow soon.
Okay. Sounds great to me. Well, listen, I have to tell you, you're just doing so many wonderful things, and we want to take a moment to really say thank you. You are a trailblazer.
Thank you.
You really are. And you're doing some good things. So, listen, from the Hair Radio Show, did you have anybody that you want to shout out to or mention?
I want to thank God first, my family, and, of course, the makers of Dr. Brown's Healing Water, which has helped me further myself and continue to help me further myself on the journey and helping others with their hair and scalp care, their energy, you know, keeping me in good health as a, you know, well-rounded businesswoman, mother, entrepreneur, speaker, motivator. yeah, I would like to thank them. And thank you, of course, for the opportunity to interview.
Well, listen, it's really been my pleasure. And you keep doing what you're doing. Okay?
Thank you.
We're not going to have it any other way.
We can't have it any other way, and it's terrific Tuesday.
Thank you. Well, Ahava, thank you so much for being with us on the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right. It's Tuesday, April 26th of 2022. It's our wonderful Vet Talk Radio Show number 33, double threes. I'm bringing to the line your host, the incredible, the unflappable, we're going to say, Michael Hopkins. Good morning. Good morning, Michael Hopkins. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Carrie Hines and Brother Otto, my man.
Yes, yes. He is parked over there. We're going to check in with him in just a bit. Michael, I want to also say good morning, of course, to Michael's Angels, Nicole, Katrina, and Noor, of course. And they'll be with us a little bit later in the show. But I was telling our fans over at the Hair Radio Show side this morning that you guys are now with us on oftentimes mid-show. So like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday mornings, maybe even Fridays, you guys are up early at 7:30. They can join us a little earlier. And here's the Vet Talk folks joining my Hair Radio Morning Show team. So listen, I want to get down to the business at hand with the Vet Talk Radio Show. Michael, over the last couple of episodes, you have been doing something which I find remarkable, and I think the fans of the Vet Talk Radio Show as well, the same, because you've been uncovering things that are little known, if just not out, all right, hidden. So today is your third part, the first time ever in the history of your 33 episodes that you have really put together a three-parter. So take us on this journey. What do you have for us today, Michael Hopkins?
Wow, Carrie, yes, yes. Oh, yes, taking you on this journey, my friend. Now, would you believe that the VA, for us veterans, they have something called community care?
Community care, okay.
And I know that kind of draws a blank.
I never heard of that, but okay,
right.
Community care.
Basically what community care is, Carrie, if you're a veteran and you go to the VA hospital for your health care,
yes,
and it might be something that they could do for you, but guess what?
What?
Unfortunately and regrettably, it might take them a while to get you scheduled for something. Perfect example, dental. When you're 100%, you're given dental care. We talked a little bit about this on one of the previous shows.
Yes.
Well, you see, Carrie, if I don't necessarily either want to go or I can't go to the VA hospital because of time constraints, I can opt into going to a civilian doctor. And guess who pays for it?
The
VA
government?
Healthcare system will
really?
The government will pay for it for me to go to a civilian doctor that's in their network. It's health insurance.
Amazing.
Isn't that what we call that, Carrie?
Exactly. Wow.
Health insurance. Doesn't that do the same thing?
Yes.
But a lot
absolutely.
Of vets don't know about that. That they will that community care. Would you believe I go to acupuncture and for community care? I go to acupuncture, get the little needle stuck into me, you know, to help with pain and, you know, the yin and yang and all that good stuff.
They
I don't understand all of
pain.
It. Trust me, in the beginning, if you can get past the needles, you're okay with me.
Wow. Wow. Acupuncture. How do you find out all of these little things? How, like, it just never would dawn on me that they're out there.
Yeah, a lot of us as veterans, we just don't know because we go to the hospital. Sometimes, Carrie, it's just like me asking for a blood pressure cup. I had to ask for it. Nobody is going to come out sometimes and tell you, hey, veteran, did you know we could give you a free blood pressure cup? We can give you – you ever seen one of those little exercise bikes? They show them on TV all the time. You can pedal it with your feet.
Yes, yes.
Believe it or not, the VA healthcare system gave me one.
Wow.
They gave me one of those. They just gave it to me. I've had buddies of mine, they've gotten – now, and this is the most interesting thing I've ever heard. I had a buddy of mine who literally got a tablet from the VA healthcare system.
A digital tablet?
Yes. Yes.
How do you who?
He asked.
Oh, okay. That's as simple as it is. They can ask, really?
And he said, hey, you guys, we do telemed just like the civilians do, where, you know, you're on the screen and talking to your doctor.
Yes, yes.
He had an issue with his computer system. He couldn't talk to the doctor. So he asked, and guess what they did? They gave it to him.
Wow, they made it happen.
They made it happen, yeah. And a lot of people, they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. But, yes. Medical supplies, Carrie. Medical supplies.
That's incredible. Well, I'm still like in shock over the fact that they are making things possible. But if you don't ask, you may kind of be left out, though. So how do they get it? Do they have to listen to the Vet Talk radio show? Is that the only way they're going to make that initial, you know, discovery?
Oh, yeah,
here
on the Vet Talk radio show, that is a start just to find out.
Yes.
And once they start to understand things that they can be, they can get, and then you have to put yourself in position to talk to your primary care physician. If
your
you go
PCP.
To the VA hospital, you have a primary care physician. I mean, that's just the way it is. You got one.
Right.
You should not be afraid to talk to your primary care physician and ask questions. I do it all the time, Kay. It took me a while to understand, to learn. But after a while, I began to ask questions. Well, can't I get this, or am I entitled to this, or what about this thing? Don't I need
that? Well, Michael, they always say the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Remember that one?
That's right. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. In our case, in the military, oh, yeah. If you're prior military, we know how to squeak. I always tell, especially my enlisted guys, I say there's three things we know how to do. And one of them is that we know how to moan and complain. Trust me.
Well, in this case, it's helpful because these gems. Michael, we got to remind everybody, if they're just joining you or you guys tuned a little late, we're live on this Tuesday morning, April 26th of 2022. It's the Vet Talk radio show number 33, so it's your double threes. And I'm so proud. We want to remind folks, right now it's about 8:39 in the morning, New York time, if you're out in Central Time Zone, about 7:39. After the show wraps today, and you know how we do a mid-show salute to all of your fans, all of the veterans, we just 1,000% salute all of your efforts. And all the listeners today, we want to invite everybody to, you know, it doesn't end at 9 o'clock today. Because from 9 to 11, that's 8 to 10 if you're in Central Time Zone, you go over to our website at www.hairadio.com. It's pronounced Hair Radio. It has just one R in the middle, so it's, again, hairadio.com. And there, from 9 to 11, we're playing everything that's Vet Talk. So kind of recent episodes. And I think coming up at 9 this morning, I'm so happy because some of you heard some of the interviews with the Angels, with Michael's Angels. Some missed this and that. So we are getting it back on today. You're going to find out a little bit more about Katrina, Nora, and Nicole. And we thought that would be a nice, pleasant way to kick off their everything Vet Talk over from 9 to 11 once the show wraps this morning at hairradio.com. How does that sound, Michael?
Sounds like a plan to me, Carrie Hines. Sounds like an excellent plan.
Awesome. Well, back to your list. So tell us more. Again, Hidden Gems, part three today, Michael. Part three. And you mentioned it early on, but folks might have missed. You've gotten some feedback from folks, am I right?
Oh, yes, yes. Positive feedback. A lot of people contacting us, hey, I didn't know about that. Really? You mean all I had to do was ask? Just ask. I got a good one for you.
Why is that so hard? It's hard, though.
Yeah. Yeah, here's a great one for you. A medical bed.
Yes, a medical bed. Hold it. Okay,
medical
so you're talking
bed.
About those that kind of bionic beds that kind of
right.
raise up
yes,
and lower and all
needs.
That kind of stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
The VA,
all right.
They will get you a medical bed. They'll get you one along with a wheelchair and a cane and a CPAP if you need. These things cost money. They're not cheap.
But
Five
you know what?
Ago.
I feel sorry because your veterans, the amazing veterans out there, have pulled money out of their pockets for not knowing things.
Right. Right, Carrie. You're absolutely right. I have found a lot of times a lot of my veteran brothers and sisters have come out of pocket to pay for these things or they've used their other health insurance. And I got to tell them, I said, the VA hospital is right there. Ask.
Wow.
It's just like, ask. I can't say it no other way.
Exactly. That's ASK, by the way, folks.
ASK, ask.
Let me just make that clear.
Oh,
okay,
yeah, didn't
Michael
want to say
Hopkins.
Anything else, but right, wow. But,
yes.
Now, check this one out, too. If I'm a veteran and I have to go to the emergency room, a regular hospital, a regular emergency room hospital, all I have to do, Carrie Hines, is present my veteran's card that says that I am a patient at the VA healthcare system. The VA will pick up the dime.
Wow.
I'll give you a perfect
Just
example,
like
Carrie. Make it real quick. Just like that, yeah. I had to go because I hurt my neck back here during the wintertime. Sure. Fell, hurt my neck. Went to hospital, local hospital here in the Virginia area. It was about, for MRIs and all that, we're talking maybe about $1,500 easily. Huh. They picked up the dime. And the beautiful thing about it, Carrie Hines, what the VA, what they do is they actually send you what looks like a bill. They actually tell you how much they paid for the services that you got. At the top of it, it says,
why do you think they do that, Michael? I'm just going to, why do you think they do that?
By law, they have to do certain things. Congress tells them this is what you have to do.
Oh.
And so they're held accountable. They have to be held accountable.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful, these things, just like free and low-cost prescriptions. It's not cheap. I'm entering into that phase where I'm getting the Medicare and all that and out, checking out different insurances. And it was so funny. Every time you tell the Medicare people that you're affiliated with the VA for healthcare, you know, different things get discounted because you're affiliated with them.
Wow.
And then, you know,
I love
free,
this.
They will send me the prescription in the mail. All I have to do is do what, Carrie Hines? ASK.
Ask.
All you
I
have
love
to
that.
Do is just like the new shoes and glasses. That was another thing. We had talked about it, but it just gets to the extent of the most exciting thing that I have to do is when I get my glasses, like every few years, I get my prescription. They check me. I mean, everything. All I have to do is go in, pick a set of glasses, frames, and that's it. If I want tint, then I'll pay the extra for tint because I have cataracts, so I have to have tint in my glasses.
Oh, my gosh,
but,
Michael.
Oh, yeah, that's another story.
You
we'll be
are
doing
bionic.
The shows out
Talk
there
about
too.
The bionic bed, Michael. My
oh,
gosh.
Yeah, we'll be doing the show on that one.
Wow.
But it's just, it's so many things there, Carrie Hines.
Well, Michael, I asked you this a few shows back, but when you let these folks know, because at first they don't realize you're a veteran and then you present your card to them and they're able to, you know, give you some things or waive it or move it into being free and this and that. But do they smile at least? Do they make some kind of acknowledgement? That is the thing that I've always wanted to know. Do they make some kind of acknowledgement in that moment?
Oh, yes. Many of them thank you for your service because they know what we've gone through as veterans. Quite a few of them will do that. They'll say thank you for your service. Or a lot of people, when I wear my hat that says I'm a disabled veteran and I'm asking for these services, sometimes I don't even have to ask. They'll look at my hat and say, oh, yeah, you get a discount on this, or yeah,
wow.
Here it is right here. So it is a good thing. It really is. Mm. It's a good thing. I encourage all my veteran brothers and sisters, if you are a disabled veteran, it doesn't matter if your rating is 0 or 100 plus. It does not matter. Mm. What you should be doing is showing people that you're a disabled veteran. I know that's contrary to us being who we are as military people, but the reality of the thing is we need to identify ourselves as disabled American veterans. That's what we are. We're not just regular veterans, Carrie. We're disabled American veterans. So that puts us in a whole different plane of being a veteran. It puts you on a whole different level, believe it or not.
And almost, I remember way back to your first show, Michael Hopkins, when you came on the airwaves here at Hear Radio and you told us all about, you know, there was something like an invisible thing because not all ailments are necessarily physical. So some of the folks, some of the veterans, some of the people may wear the, you know, have ailments and afflictions that are internal. And that, you know, so I remember you covered PTSD. Do you remember that, Michael?
Right.
And that's always stuck with me. And I just thank you for all the information. Every time I turn around, you're bringing us something different. You're educating folks.
Carrie,
go ahead, Michael, please. I'm loving
this. It is just an honor and a privilege to bring these things to light for veterans here in the United States of America. We fought hard for this country. We really did.
Yes.
And I meet so many veterans, they're still fighting some kind of war after 50 years.
Wow.
A lot of times these guys, a lot of times the ladies that we're in, all of us, we have some kind of battle that we're fighting, be it physically with physical challenges or mental challenges. And sometimes it hurts my heart sometimes when I see a lot of my veteran brothers and sisters and I see the struggles that they're doing. And I just want to reach out to them and I want to hug them. And a lot of times I'll just, you know, my wife, you know, it's kind of funny. My wife already knows now. If I see somebody with a veteran hat on, I'm going. I'm like a beeline to them. And I talk to them because that's sometimes as veterans, Carrie, that's what we need. That's what we want. We just want somebody to talk to us, man. That's all we want.
Well, we've got a shout out to the spouses of veterans as well.
Right.
right. the spouses who support you guys, you know, male and female, wherever you fall, we want to support the spouses as well. Give them a big, big shout out. And like you said, a big hug to the veterans and those spouses, because I just think, well, Michael, let me just say, you give them a big electronic hug every week right here by producing this show and making sure that the veterans are aware of things that they're not aware of. I certainly don't know, and you've tremendously educated me, but my team here at Hair Radio and all of us that, you know, whatever we're doing out here, you've helped, and not to mention the Angels, which we're going to hear from them in just a few minutes as well today. But real, I'm blown away at this, Michael. I really am.
Yeah.
This is just incredible information.
Yeah, it's just real stuff. There are veterans' homes a lot of vets don't know about that, you know, if they're getting older. There are veterans' homes that they could move into. That the VA already has set up. There's CHAMP VA. That's the civilian version of health insurance for your spouse. You have vocational rehabilitation. Would you believe they even have, if you're a blind veteran, they have a rehab for blind veterans?
Wow. No. So they've already, a lot of folks may think that they are not doing the job of helping the veterans, in which many cases they are. We just may not be as aware. And that's why I attribute a lot of this success to you. I really do. And the Vet Talks radio show, just by getting the word out. Getting the word out, folks.
It is,
and they should tell you, right? And your fans should tell other folks to tune in to this incredible broadcast. So I'm happy for you, Michael. Good job.
Like I said, I appreciate the Hair Radio Network for allowing me and my Angels to, as we would call it in the military, to put the word out. We're getting the word. We used to call it in Signal Corps. We used to call it getting the word to the man, or getting the signal to the soldier. That's what we used to call it.
Well, listen, I'm loving it because it's incredible to me. You know, it really is, and I'm grateful. That's why I had to get you guys more incorporated into what I'm doing over on my side, because I love it. I've heard a lot of feedback from folks as well when they find out that this is what we do on Tuesday mornings. It's just been incredible, and I'm looking to the next 33 shows. So this is just going to be super exciting. Yeah. So just want to remind everybody. Well, listen, it's a good time, Michael Hopkins. Again, we definitely thank you for your service as well, Michael Hopkins, and that of all of the listeners who are veterans, the families of veterans, you know, the friends of veterans, if you will.
Right.
It takes a lot. Yeah, it takes a lot. It takes a village, as they say.
So, yes, it does. It takes a village.
Right?
Yes.
So let's go ahead and work on in. It's that part of the show. I'm going to work in some of the folks who help you to produce the incredible show that you have. We're talking about Nicole from Water Valley, Mississippi. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. I'm doing great. One of Michael's Angels, Nicole, and also want to bring to the line Nurjahan. Nurjahan, who is out of Clarksville, Tennessee, and, of course, Katrina. Katrina, who comes to us from, I always say, my other favorite, Paris, Texas. Good morning, Katrina, as well. Good morning, Nurjahan. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning, everybody.
Good
morning.
Okay, I just love that Charlie's Angels moment.
Oh, yeah.
Every week I live for that.
I can hear the music now.
Yes, I really do. Right, Michael? We live for that moment.
Oh, yes, I hear the music now. They're my favorite thing.
Don't
my
have
favorite
me put on.
Listen,
I do have the Charlie's Angels theme. And the words and the interview lady behind it. So don't have me put that stuff on because I could. Well, listen, I just want to take a moment to thank the incredible work that all of you guys are doing at the Vet Talk Radio Show.
And Nicole, Katrina, Noor, you've heard the show today. So let's lead in. Nicole, what about you? What do you say to Michael? And we're going to get everybody on, so we'll be brief. But what would you like to say about the work that he's doing these days?
First, I'd just like to say it was a wonderful show today.
Yay!
An awesome part three. And that he is doing a wonderful job. Thank you so much
yes.
for all the information that you share, Michael.
Oh,
awesome.
You are quite welcome as usual. My sister.
Awesome
my
job.
Angel.
All right. Katrina. Katrina out of Paris, Texas. Katrina, what do you say?
Phenomenal. Awesome job, Brother Michael. Thanks for the information that you give that I can relate to my family members who doesn't even know, probably don't even know anything about none of this.
Wow. And you have a lot of family members who will benefit from this, Katrina. So this is good. Yeah, also. Noor Jahan. Noor, we call her Noor for short. Noor, what would you like to add this morning?
Same thing, awesome information. I'm sitting here and taking notes, write down people that I know can benefit from this. And it's just, I shared it like, you know, in the middle of just sending it to a lot of people. Y'all got to check this out right now. So it's just very powerful information today. I hope we have a part four.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was going to ask Michael. Michael, I'm hoping that there will be a part four because I love this. Mm-hmm. And there are some other part twos that I want you to do, too, on some of my favorite pieces that you've done here. Otto's been listening. Mm-hmm. Otto's one of he's my wonderful Ed McMahon over on the Hair Radio side. So, Otto, you're a big fan of the Vet Talk radio show. Do you have anything you want to just say to Michael and the Angels this morning, Otto?
Powerful. Just powerful message and wonderful people, hard work. And I just enjoy the show. I'm listening right now. I do every Tuesday. And keep up the great work, guys.
All right. Thank you,
Otto.
Thank you, Otto.
Great job.
Absolutely.
Yes. I will see you back, Otto, on the next Hair Radio show. Hey, I also want to take a moment to let the fans know something that they may not. And we're hoping that we can pull together this. And, Angels, I'm working on a Mother's Day special for Vet Talk and for the Hair Radio show for all of this. And guess who is starring? Michael's Angels. So,
I'm definitely going to be tuned in to that one.
So we're pulling all that together. Mm-hmm. Michael, I just have to say, what, Angels, is that not a great idea?
That is amazing.
Yes,
great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, this is going to be fun for the veterans, for the Vet Talk fans, for my Hair Radio fans, for everybody. I'm looking forward to because you guys are all moms, so we'll talk a little bit more about that in the coming days. And, Michael, turning back to you, I just have to say thank you again. Great job. You knocked it out of the park, as always, on this show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kerry Hines. Appreciate it.
You got it. All right, folks. So remember, 9 o'clock in just a moment or two, go to hairradio.com. Again, it's with one R, HAIradio.com. And listen, we've got two more hours of the best of Vet Talk. You don't want to miss it. Great interviews with the Angels coming up over there at www.hairradio.com. It's time for the outro. We'll see you back here next Tuesday for show number 34. Make it a great day, everybody. All right. Thank you, guys. Oh, Michael, tagline.
Thank you.
It's all about the vets.
All right, folks. Here we
thank
go.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Kerry Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution. Smooth Black Ink.
stimulating roots and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.